Do you know the difference between diverticulosis and diverticulitis? Well, find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. We are so happy that you have joined us for this podcast. If you are a regular listener, we are so appreciative that you continue to take the time to be on this journey with us. And if you're a new listener to our podcast, welcome. And we're so happy that you're here.
And we're so sorry that we're not on YouTube this week.
That's right. We're so sorry.
Well, we've been gone for a couple weeks, too.
Yes.
So we apologize. We've been on vacation. We had needed a break.
Yes. Well, we really don't apologize for being on vacation, but we do apologize for skipping out and on a podcast. Was it one or two that we skipped?
Two we skipped.
Did we really?
Yeah, two.
Oh my goodness. The time just goes by so fast.
I know.
So we were just looking back into our library of podcasts, and we just realized we've been podcasting for about 8 years.
No. It's like, 8 years, because 2014, yeah.
Yeah, 8 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
It's a long time. So we have a lot of podcasts out there. Please feel free to go through our library and see if you find something out there that you like. And so what is the difference between diverticulosis and diverticulitis? I actually get that question asked quite a bit, because I find a lot of diverticulosis on the colonoscopies that I do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have diverticulosis.
Yes, it's very common.
As you get older.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so it's very common. And a lot of times when I go out into the recovery room to talk to the patient, you know, they're waking up and I let them know what I found. And sometimes I'll say, and I found some diverticulosis, and they're like, oh, I have diverticulitis. So are you going to start me on treatment? And do I need
to
avoid?
How do they even know?
What's that?
They know diverticulitis means
some
treatment.
Some of them know that diverticulitis is an infection or mm-hmm. inflammation. Mm-hmm. And so they want to know, like, you know, what medicine am I going to give them? Do they need to start avoiding seeds and nuts and popcorn and all that stuff? And so diverticulosis, what is diverticulosis? What is diverticulitis? So diverticulosis are these little tiny sacs, little pockets that develop in the wall of the colon. And actually, you can get them anywhere in the intestine. Every once in a while, I will find them in the small intestine. When I do the upper endoscopy and I go into the beginning of the small intestine, into the duodenum or duodenum, however you want to say that.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
That's right. So sometimes I see them up there, but the most common place where we find diverticulosis, these pockets, these little pouches, is in the colon. And, you know, the thought is that it's probably, you know, there's probably a little weakness in that part of the wall of the colon, and just with increased pressure in the colon, you know, either from gas or from being constipated, that the little weak area just kind of pouches out. Okay, and so it's, you know, one thing that you will find if you do some reading on diverticulosis, diverticular disease, is fiber, the importance of fiber. And it's felt that as Americans that we don't get enough fiber in our diet, and that's probably why it's a very commonly found something that we very commonly find when we do colonoscopy.
So can we talk about that for a second?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people think that that just means they should go take some Metamucil or take a fiber pill, right? Because they're not eating enough vegetables, right? They all know that. Right. The problem is that, you know, this is what I find with patients. They get on those and they get more constipated. Mm-hmm. They have more issues, mainly because they're not drinking enough water.
Exactly.
Right? So in general, we're not drinking enough water and we're not eating enough fiber.
Right.
But don't just go take Metamucil or don't just go take a fiber pill. Literally start eating more fiber.
Yeah, you can do it in your diet. And that's actually the best way to do it is get the fiber in the diet. And actually in the recovery room, I typically, you know, if the patient's like, well, how can I get the fiber? Do I need to go buy something? I'm like, look, increase your fiber intake. Well, how do I do that? What do I do? You know, eat more vegetables, okay?
And fruit. And vegetables.
You know, and one example I always remember actually from my, from when I was in training for gastroenterology was that, like, for example, women need like 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day. That's like the equivalent of 13 apples. So I'm not suggesting that you go out and eat 13 apples, but it's just to give you an idea of how much fiber you need. You need a lot of fiber. And that, and by the way, that's apples with the peel.
Yeah.
Okay? That's apples with the peel.
Yeah.
So
beans are also a good source of fiber.
Absolutely. You know, high-grain cereals, you know, breads, high-grain breads, you know, all of that. And actually, you can go online and Google high-fiber high-fiber foods. There, you're going to find a ton of stuff,
yeah.
a ton of stuff out there.
But again,
yes.
do it with food.
Yes.
Don't do it with pills.
Absolutely.
And
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
If you are going to do something over-the-counter, I mean, number one is to get it in your diet, okay? But if you still feel that you need to supplement with something, then by all means get something over the counter, but please be very careful, because a lot of these fibers, especially, you know, like Metamucil, nowadays they're putting in all sorts of they're putting in sweeteners, they're putting in dyes to give it color, which are is basically, you know, they're chemicals. Okay, what you want is something organic, you know. So I would go to like a Sprouts or a Whole Foods, and I would go and get something that is organic, psyllium husk. Okay, which is what Metamucil is, but get an organic psyllium husk.
And drink a lot of water.
Yes. Very true. And sometimes patients will ask me about the fiber. They'll be like, oh, well, you know, this, I've heard that this is for constipation or that this is for diarrhea. Look, the constipation part typically, if you're taking fiber for constipation, but you're not drinking enough water, you're going to be more constipated. You have to drink a ton of water with the fiber for it to do what it needs to do, okay? As far as using fiber for diarrhea, it helps to bulken you up. So it definitely can help in somebody who has diarrhea as far as bulkening up the stools, okay? But try getting it in your diet. I mean, in reality, we really don't get enough fiber, okay? We don't get enough fiber. We don't drink enough water. Sometimes, you know, with a lot of times, if you just increase the fiber in your diet, increase your water intake, that'll do the trick.
Get
you nice and regular,
yeah.
Okay? Okay, so diverticulitis. Diverticulitis is when you get inflammation and infection of one of those little pockets, all right? So diverticulosis is just having the pockets, okay? Diverticulitis is when the pocket or a pocket gets infected, all right? It gets infected, it gets inflamed, infected. That is diverticulitis. And that typically will cause severe pain that will usually land that person in the emergency room. I will say, and the reason I say typically, because every once in a blue moon, I will find, when I'm doing a colonoscopy, I will find a pocket that looks infected, and, you know, and I will start that patient on some antibiotics to treat them for diverticulitis. And sometimes I'll ask that person, have you had any pain? No, I've been feeling great. So it is possible to not have pain, okay? Or maybe the person is just very stoic and just, you know, says they don't have pain. Maybe they've had some discomfort and they just don't notice it. Who knows? But I have had patients where I have found an infected pocket, diverticulitis, during the colonoscopy exam, who in the recovery room tell me that they've been feeling great, they haven't had any fevers, they haven't had any pain. Typically, diverticulitis, though, will cause pain. Fever can cause sometimes even a change in the bowel habits, could maybe cause a little bleeding, some blood loss because of the inflammation. And that typically requires treatment. Like I said, most of the time these patients or these people end up having to go to the ER because the pain is so severe. And they end up, you know, they typically will get a CT scan done that shows the diverticulitis, and they get started on antibiotics. And as long as the person is stable, they usually will get discharged home. Now, if the patient is not stable, if the patient is having, you know, low blood pressure because of whatever reason, or let's say that on the CAT scan, it shows an abscess, or it shows evidence of a perforation because of the diverticulitis, then that person definitely will be admitted. And there could potentially be a chance that person could require surgery, depending on how severe it is. So that's the difference between diverticulosis and diverticulitis. You know, diverticulosis, like I said early on, is very common. I find it on the grand majority of colonoscopies that I'm doing. And I'm even finding it on younger people in their 20s and 30s.
What do you think the reason for that is?
I think because of the diet.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think that they're not getting enough fiber. Mm-hmm. I think that they tend to probably be constipated or just not having regular bowel movements. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would guess. Hmm. So, anything else?
No, I think that was great. I talk to a lot of patients and clients, and they do get the two confused a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Itis is anything. Anytime you hear itis, that means inflammation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's the difference between the two. That's a good thing. I remember learning that, like, I don't know, a few years ago. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Anything itis. Tonsillitis.
Gastritis.
Gastritis.
Esophagitis.
That's right.
All right. So anyways, we'd love to help you get better with your digestive issues. And the easiest way to begin working with us is to go to our website, drlizcruz.com, and click the button to book a free 30-minute wellness consult. That's right. That is our gift to you. If you go to the website, on that first page, the homepage, you'll see a pinkish magenta colored button. Click that and go ahead and schedule your wellness consult. And if you love what you're listening to, please be sure to rate the show and leave us a review. That's going to help other people just like you to find us faster. And also, be sure to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.